If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
What? Chris, who is it?
It's Alec Jones of PrisonPlanet.com.
What are the chances?
Yay.
Loose change. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on,
Steph. I'm happy to have you. You have, now, Loose Change, the final cut has just been released. You're the executive producer of that.
Yes, it just came out, and just as you said, PrisonPlanet.com, folks can see it.
Now, before I throw you over to Jim, tell me about Endgame. That's your new film. It's, you can see things at YouTube and Google, right? There's some versions up already?
Sure. In fact, the Loose Change guys don't want their final cut up right now on Google and YouTube, so we've had all those pulled down. But I'm the director and producer of Endgame, so that's my film in entirety. And so, yes, we have put it up on Google and YouTube for free for people to see. But it's a pretty high-budget documentary for me, about $150,000 to make. But the topic is so important that we'd like people to get the DVD, or we'd like people to see it in the few theaters it's been shown in, or watch it in super high quality.
Alex, tell us about Endgame. What's it about?
Well, just 6-7 years ago, the New York Times and others would say that the Bilderberg Group did not exist and that there was no such thing as a global elite. And
what's the Bilderberg Group?
This is 125 most powerful people in the world, the heads of the major central banks, the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all the big names. And then they have steering committees in each nation that basically steer and manipulate. They don't totally control, but they have dominant powers of persuasion and can pull a lot of strings over each country, like the Council on Foreign Relations is over the U.S. So I said, you know, people keep saying this doesn't exist, but in the last 6 years, the media has finally admitted that it does exist. I said, I'll just go to Canada and cover their annual meeting. They meet three times in a row in Europe, and then every fourth year they meet in the U.S. or Canada. And I went there and got detained and got grabbed, and that was all over the news. And then we covered the Bilderberg Group and caught...
What is their end game? That's what I want to know.
Well, their end game, well, that's how the film starts, is showing here's the global elite. Then in the process of researching, making the film, I already knew that they were into population control and reduction, but I didn't know that it was their total obsession, that everything they do is about that, and it's in actual United Nations documents, it's in their official plans and their biological diversity assessment. Everybody heard about the UT professor last year that said he can't wait for 90% of us to die, Dr. Eric Bianca at UT. Well, and then he gave a speech saying that to the Texas Academy of Scientists and got a 95% standing ovation. So the point is, this is actually the majority view. Eugenics was founded over 100 years ago in England. It came over here. Hitler adopted his eugenics view from the federal government. That was even their defense, of course, at the Nuremberg trials. That has now gone underground and is basically the whole basis of world government. They openly state, I want your listeners to understand this, this is not my opinion, they openly state that once world government has been established, once world government has been set up, they can then carry out the orderly extermination of 80% of the Earth's population.
Wow, that's some cheery pre-Thanksgiving news. Alex, here is your friend Jim Ward, who quotes you liberally here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Alex, great to have you on the show. I use you as a source all the time. Going into the Thanksgiving holiday, and there's going to be, of course, violent arguments between relatives over everything. How does one go about trying to explain to people gently something, for example, like 9/11, when there's been so much evidence? I'm looking right now at the story about Kevin McPadden, who was there at Ground Zero and heard the countdown for Building 7 being brought down. These clowns, just roll their eyes and make hand gestures when I talk about stuff like that. How do you approach people with this stuff when there's so much evidence out there?
Well, that's a good question. The reason I was aware of government or state-sponsored terror, and that's small criminal groups, not the whole government, and corporate-sponsored terror, basically frame-ups where they stage events and blame it on their enemies. And a good way to start is with a children's movie, and that, of course, would be Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. And in that, you learn in the last two episodes that the senator has attacked his own planet to then get more powers to counter it, and that he staged attacks then on the capital planet to get even more control and to basically then set up a dictatorship. And then George Lucas was asked last year when it came out, are these parallels with today? And he said, yes, this is exactly what's happening. So it's good to give people kind of a movie analogy. But if you go back to history, it's been declassified that Hitler didn't just attack Poland
right.
in 1939. It's declassified, it's admitted, that they staged an attack on their own military base at Gliwice on the German-Polish border, and then shot newsreels of concentration camp victims. They dressed up as Polish soldiers and German soldiers. They put bullet holes in them. Even
Alex?
Shot them, so it looked real. And then they showed that on newsreels. They even had Germans who could speak Polish get on the radio station
right.
and claim that they'd taken over that part of Germany. So, and Hitler also, of course, firebombed his own Reichstag
right.
In 1933 to declare himself Führer and pass all these emergency laws. And now Naomi Wolf and others are finally trying to talk about that. So,
right.
Alex, I'm having my best friend is bringing her kids, and I was going to take them to the zoo, go to the B movie, and also use my Easy Bake Oven. So should I cancel my plans and tell them about the destruction of the human race instead? Is that...
No. We should still keep living our lives. We should still keep enjoying ourselves, but we should spend, let's say we spend 5 hours a week watching football. We should maybe spend an hour a week getting informed, or a few minutes a week like you're doing right now talking about these issues. But let me just finish. This is a very important point that Mr. Ward just brought up, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've shown them, you can take them to... mainline government websites and show them that Hitler staged these attacks. Now they understand why governments would do this. Then I would take them to the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney,
right.
where he says we need big terror attacks in America to get the people to accept what we want. Then I would show them the editorials written by neocons and the Philadelphia News and other places saying 9/11 was great, we sure need another one. Then I would give them the memos that have come out of the White House, and the White House has set a read where they're talking about in top Republican strategy memos how without another 9/11 they're not going to be able to basically hold on to power. But from that point I would say, okay, do you know about 1953 and how Iran was overthrown? This is declassified.
Right.
Kermit Roosevelt, before he died in 99, wrote a best-selling book, CIA section chief with Norman Schwarzkopf's father. They go in with 10 guys, stage terror attacks in Iran, blame it on the elected government, who, by the way, was pro-USA, overthrow him, and then decapitate the entire, literally.
Alex, we have a listener wants to talk to you that shows loose change in his classroom. Hang on. Jeff in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for making such an interesting film. It's disturbing how many Bible-thumping conservatives teach our kids. And I show it to my students, and the reaction that I get is amazing, and it's because they've never been exposed to anything like that, but kind of ties in with our unit on journalism, and we're always talking about finding the truth. And, you know, it's interesting. They just,
what grade do you teach?
Well, I show it to my seniors. I teach 10, 11, and 12. And, you know, just the reaction.
Have you ever had parents object?
No. The kind of school I work in, it's, I think, allowed, and they find it interesting, albeit a little bit weird, but, you know,
by the way,
I think I'm a fringe lunatic.
I have seen hundreds of reports, hundreds of colleges and high schools that are showing different 9/11 films, showing some of my films, and again, it's about a real debate taking place. That's why 68% of Americans believe 9/11 could be an inside job, 84% in an Angus and Reid poll last year believe they're being lied to. The media always uses another scientific poll from 2 years ago that showed 36% believe it's a total inside job. That was a Gallup poll. But depending on the polls, at least half of the American people believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Robert Baer, the Rihanna is about, you know, the fellow who is one of the most highly decorated, respected CIA field commanders ever, has now said, quote, all evidence points towards an inside job. Bill Christensen last year went public on my radio show, CIA section chief in Europe, under Jimmy Carter and Reagan. That's one of the most powerful positions in the CIA. He says it's a total, complete inside job. He said for 3 years he saw my info, others' info, couldn't believe it. He finally looked at it and found out that the debunkers weren't actually debunking us. They were building straw men and then attacking those straw men. That is saying things we hadn't said and then attacking them. But look, now it's been declassified. The Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We already knew that, but now it's come out. And it gets worse.
Right, things that started as people saying it was crazy. Alex, we are out of time. I'm so sorry. Jim Ward could spend hours and hours. I wish you could come to my house for Thanksgiving. But...
Well, listen, thanks for having me on. I'd love to come on longer sometime. God bless you.
All right, Alex Jones. And the film is out, Loose Change, right? Is out at the final cut.
Yes,
is...
Loose Change, final cut at PrisonPlanet.com and Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, all at PrisonPlanet.com.
All right, thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
There he goes. Alex Jones, Jim's conspiracy reporter.
Probably my most used bookmark on my computer.
It is. It just comes up automatically.